if we're playing Call of Duty and you beat me down with some Cali sticks, all I gotta say is, and I mean this in the nicest way possible.
What up, you guys? This is Big Rob Energy, and welcome to the Fraggin' and Laggin' podcast, baby. Let's get it.
Fuck you.
Roll back that beautiful bean footage and you'll find it.
I can't hear a thing in the game. It's like, hey, there's a friend request! Hey, there's a friend request! Hey, there's a friend request!
Alright, this bastard is on my... Okay, GTFO, bitch.
Alright, everybody. Here it comes. Sit back and enjoy the Fraggin' and Laggin' podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's me, Bobby, your Junkhead. Call me whatever you want, as long as you call me your friend. And this podcast would not be possible without the diva of Twitch, my partner in crime, my brother from another mother, Joaquin Blaze, the Beast from Bruges. How you doing, buddy?
Yo, Junkhead, how you doing? How's the Beast from Miami doing?
I'm not from Miami. I'm from Naples, actually, so you failed on that one, dude.
No, I'm messing with you. I always say the Beast from Florida, actually.
Yeah. but we got another Beast. We got another Beast
We do. You just you introduced me to this man, and I'm going to let you do his introduction because I think you can do it the best.
Oh, yeah, I could do it a lot better than you. And not as good as him, but you guys, let's give a warm welcome to the man with the biggest guns on Twitch, TikTok, Twitch, YouTube, everything. No. So just trying to captivate what he does on his TikTok because it's fucking hilarious. You guys, is with honor and pleasure we present to you. Big Rob Energy, man. Welcome to the podcast. How you doing, man?
Dude, thanks for having me. I love doing this kind of stuff. I'm really stoked to be here.
Dude, it's like...
having you.
Yeah, dude, like I remember when I discovered you on TikTok. I was like, this dude is fucking hilarious. And one of and we were talking about it before we started recording, was the series that you're doing with your wife right now, who has a bigger wiener. How it is not got you like 7.9 million followers on TikTok. got you all the accolades you deserve just for that, because your wife is fucking hilarious at everything you do. But anyway, this isn't about all that stuff. Well, it is, but you know.
Tell her I didn't agree on the DMR stuff, but whatever.
So. Dude, the comments are so funny. Like, there's so many people there that they're like, she's so wrong about this. Like, it's not true at all. I'm like, dude, it's a fucking joke. Like,
I think that's
social media 101.
Yeah, it was just like, she is hurting so many 10-year-old feelings right now by saying that. I can only imagine. I'm gonna unfollow you because she said that this and that, that you know, the car 98 was the best. Oh my god, you know. And I was like,
but yeah, people are dead serious.
And I was like, and you if you want, for you guys, please go follow
I'll get duetted or stitched or whatever, and the dudes look, or not, they're not even dudes, they look literally like 7 years old, and you forget that there's this whole, you know, crowd of people on there that's that young, like those kids, and they I don't know, they just fall for everything. it's wild. And but
thanks for the view, and you know, I'm sorry you're sensitive, you know, but
yeah that's kind of how it is.
And I just kind of want, like you said, my favorite part of the series you have going on is who has a bigger wiener, was her opinion on people that use Cali sticks and riot shields.
yeah well, it's kind of story that I've made a couple other TikToks where it's like, I just totally like diss people that use riot shields and Cali sticks because I hate them with a passion. So at the very end of that, that whole comparison, I guess, TikTok with who has the bigger wiener, I was like, the whole thing was like candid. And then at the very end, I'm like, we have to throw in this one thing about Cali sticks and riot shields. And she just said, neither even have a wiener. And
the best is pissed everybody off. She's like dead serious. She's like, neither of them have a wiener. And I was like,
yeah. So,
and then
it's fun, dude. It's fun to do stuff with her because she has no idea about like gaming or Call of Duty, like all that stuff. She has no idea what a Car 98 is. You know what I mean? And that's what makes it funny, because it's pretty obvious when I ask her. I've done a bunch of other TikToks with my wife asking her Call of Duty questions and like, what does she think a thermite is? Or I said like Final Circle, you're going against like Symphony, and on the ground you see a thermite or a, you know, AMAX, like, what do you pick up? And she's like, a thermite for sure. And like stuff like that. Stuff like that. It's just hilarious, dude.
And then
when she says it with so much like conviction that, you know,
it's like your wife, if you were to great. Do she was to do like a fantasy league, like she would pick the teams by their colors and their mascots and then win and dominate. She's like, what's so hard about this fantasy stuff, you know? And I'm just
it's super funny, man. Yeah. So I like doing kind of real life content. I mean, I have a ton of respect for everybody that does like the edited stuff and the Adobe Premiere, like with the text on the TikToks with the loadouts and all that. That's a whole separate niche, I think. But I'm still kind of in the Call of Duty world and gaming world, but I like doing a lot more like real life stuff and relating it to real life things that I could show off, things like my wife or other interests in my life. So I'm not just a loadout guy to most people, you know what I mean? It's like I want people to learn a lot of different facets of my life, and I feel like I convey a lot of that through my TikToks. Maybe if you don't even realize it, like there's a lot of people that know a lot of things about my personal life, even if my TikToks are all just straight up, you know, memes or something like that. So that's kind of the path I'm going down, and it seems it's been working pretty well. So I'm kind of sticking to it.
I mean, yeah, if you think about it, because there's no such thing anymore as a Twitch streamer, as a YouTuber, as, you know, everything is one big, huge symbiotic relationship. And like I do this series on TikTok called Dying in Verdansk, because like everyone, there's so many TikToks out there.
Because
like,
he always dies in Verdansk.
Yeah, exactly.
There's so much content.
Trust me, there is when it comes to me, but. But, you know, my thing is that everyone's posting these TikToks, these Instagrams, these YouTube videos where they're getting like 69,000 kills. And you like, if I watch their stream, it's like it's like 2 months of footage they've condensed into one. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm like, you know, we all die in Verdansk, you know, just, you know, I die more. I was like, it's more humorous for me to show you that it's okay to play the game.
Yeah.
And fucking die. And you know what? I mean, if you don't get all these kills, oh well, but you just have fun doing it. And like, I always say something positive when they kill me, like, you know, you look good in those jeans. You're having a great day. You know, call your mom. We're having meatloaf tonight kind of thing. Yeah. You know? So,
yeah, dude.
But
yeah, that's the way to go. I think it's just relatability. And when people come to my streams or whatever, it's like, no one expects me to be a god at the game or anything like that. Like, I'm pretty good. I can get kills and everything and, you know, perform pretty well, but that's just not my thing. I've never said I'm the best. I've never said any of that kind of stuff. And, I'm so glad I went down that path.
If he gets into bot lobbies, you know,
well, that's why I keep my KD low. So, you know, I have that.
It's
chance.
Like bot against bot. Who's going to have the best aim assist?
Look, I'm on PC. I don't have aim assist, so well, you know.
Oh, there you go.
I'm the rock. I'm the Tim the Tap Man rock that he talked about in his TikTok. I'm the guy that's going to pick you up. I blaze all the time. I'm the guy that's going to do the little things that make the team go. But you know that.
Right.
I'm starting a petition for Tim to take away that TikTok, because guys like you feel so much better because of that.
It does. It lets us know, so. But you know,
yeah, you need to feel worse.
I need to feel more demoralized when I'm playing a video game. So I'm just going to start reading books on stream, and I'm not going to be a gamer anymore. So, but you know, enough about gaming. Like, you know, when I reached out to you, I was like, you know, like you said though, when you do your TikToks, it's like a variety of TikToks. You're letting everybody out there know what's going on in your life, and And this is the chance for the fan. I know that you guys will have all those links in the description below. And he has a YouTube video about this, but some people don't, you know, watch YouTube for some reason. I don't know. YouTube fixes everything. It taught Blaze how to do his, edits for his TikToks and all that stuff, and how to be a better gamer. Dude, so
my whole life is from YouTube. Like, so just learn everything I know in life is from YouTube and like my dad. That's like pretty much it.
So, but yeah, all his links and everything will be down in the description below, but this is a chance for like, Blaze and I, we know a little bit about you, but we get to learn first and foremost, like how you started, wherever you wanted to do and talk about. So the pretty much, I'm going to go ahead and mute Blaze. I don't think I wish I could, but I can't sometimes. So,
what we want to know is like, how did you as a person start as a young guy with gaming and how you evolved from that point to being who you are now. That's kind of what we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Okay. Yeah. I've always had, I've had this question asked me before, and it's always a little tough because I feel like there's a lot of different parts of my life and part of my journey, and I always kind of have to go back to when I was in high school. And this is kind of how I guess how I became like a got into the creative space and in this whole world. Back in high school, I was 16 years old, and I learned even before that, I was 14 years old when I learned how to do Photoshop. And I've always been a very ambitious person, and if I feel like I have a talent at something, I try to make the most of it, and I don't just like it's like if it, like for example, I learned Photoshop. The next year, I came out with a company that was like a graphic design company when I'm 15, and I had these goals of making posters and designing all these different kind of things, like hang up in my classrooms, and that was my goal with that. I'm like, dude, why can't I just make some money doing this? Best friends at the time, Joey, joined. And we ran that clothing brand. It was like a streetwear company. We ran that for about 7 years. So it was a very long thing. It went past when I was in college. And throughout that whole phase of those 7 years, I had to learn. I was doing all the graphic design. I was taking all the photos. Somebody had to do that. I had to learn. Well, we both had to learn marketing. So Facebook was a huge thing. So social media marketing, so you're creating content. You don't even know what that is. Like a content creator wasn't even a thing back then. And, but you're doing all these things, learning all these skills, know how to play football, and then eventually moved to Oregon with my wife. She got a job transfer out here. So we live in Oregon now. And, I moved out here, still had the streetwear company going. About a month into living in Oregon, I got a very standard, like corporate America job. My business partner at the time had moved to Mexico. Like he just went way off the grid. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm literally doing everything for this company. I'm shipping everything. I'm answering every message. I'm designing everything. I'm every single thing you can imagine. And we kind of agreed that it kind of ran its course. And I was told with my new corporate job that like I'd be traveling 150 days out of the year, which actually wasn't true, but I was told that, and it was a real serious thing. So we just kind of hung it up. And then about 10 months goes by. At this point, I'm in my office, and I'm just not fulfilled. I'm just kind of doing my, just everyday work, and it's just not really fulfilling to me. I like entrepreneurial things, and I wasn't doing that. I let that go, and I really missed it. And at the time, fitness was my biggest passion. It still is. And I also knew how to make clothes and stuff like that. And I'm like, dude, why don't I start a fitness company, like a fitness clothing brand? And I met this guy in town who was a like incredible power lifter, and just like the guy looked like a freak, so I'm like, all right, well, I know how to do all this business stuff and content and all that. Like, you'll just be the content. You'll be the guy. I'll like film you working out, and we'll do this whole workout thing. Well, that turned into something that was actually pretty successful in the fitness world. The company was called Gunsmith Clothing, and that ran for about 5 years. We got the page up to like 30,000 followers, and I actually kind of established a name in the fitness world, and we would go to expos and like do that whole thing. So throughout that process, got even better at like photography and content creation and all that. Throughout this whole time, I'm also playing video games. Like, I've been a video game guy forever, and even before school, like Crash Bandicoot and all that kind of shit. Got an Xbox, played on console up until like late last year. Got a PC and all that. But yeah, so I was running a clothing brand in the fitness world. And meanwhile, still having a corporate job. And then one day, I just quit my corporate job. My boss was an absolute nightmare, and I hated that situation. And it was just not good for me or my mental health or anything like that. It was just a horrible situation. And then so one day I decided to go full-time freelance and try to become a full-time graphic designer on my own. And I quit. But the thing about that was I quit my corporate job a month after buying a house and about 2 months after getting married. And I just quit one day. Didn't have any plan. Didn't have any jobs lined up. Didn't have any, I have no idea what I'm doing. It was one of probably the scariest, most insane decisions I ever made. And I remember where I was when I called my boss, and like, I remember all this. It was wild, dude. And it was also, in retrospect, the best decision I ever made. You know what I mean? So I went full time like that. I didn't actually get like a decent amount of income from that for a pretty long time, like probably eight months or something like that, until I finally got a job that was had some sort of job security. I was doing a lot of like one-off jobs and stuff like that. I'm doing a lot of graphic design at this point, a lot of marketing advice, social media. And yeah, I ran my credit card up super high. I had to empty out my entire 401k just to contribute, and I put a lot of stress on my now, you know, marriage. And that was a really tough situation. And then but I eventually figured it out. I eventually got a job that had this salary, so I kind of knew what to expect, but it was still like my client, but it was just a cool situation. And then you kind of get a couple other situations or opportunities, and you make it work. So at this point, I'm a full-time freelance creative, and I'm doing a lot of marketing advice and graphic design and website building and all that. And then in 2019, so about 2.5 years later after that, I was kind of looking around in my area, and I live in kind of a small town, and I'm looking at all the agencies around here, like the marketing ones and the creative agencies and stuff. And I'm not seeing anything impressive, and I'm not seeing anything. There's a lot of people that have very outdated websites, and, you know, just no real clear idea of what they're doing. And that's just what it seemed like. And I've actually had meetings with these people at these jobs, so I knew them and how they operated and stuff. And I just happened to have friends in town that were full-time photographers and designers and stuff like that. And I would meet with these guys and hang out. And one day I'm like, dude, why can't we start an agency and just dominate this area? Like, there's no reason why we can't, you know, why not? So I did. And now if you look up any creative service in our town here in Southern Oregon, like, our company's number one on Google and all that shit. So a lot of people think I'm a full-time like TikTok stream guy, but like, I actually own a business. That's my thing. I like streaming and TikTok. It's all like a hobby for fun. It's like, streaming obviously would be a dream to be a full-time guy with partnerships and that, you know, that whole situation. But for me specifically, like content creation, I actually do that as a profession for other people. I'm more in the marketing side, and then I have other guys that do, you know, logos and all that. So that's pretty much my life to this point. But yeah, throughout that whole thing, I mean, gaming was always one of my biggest hobbies as well. Gaming and fitness. It's what I do to escape, and how I connect with my homies that I grew up with and all that. So throughout this whole process, I've been gaming for a pretty damn long time. But yeah, that's pretty much my journey up until this point, I guess you would say. But a lot of people do have no idea about the company I own. I don't really advertise it that much or anything. It's just kind of a separate thing. I never talk about it. And that's pretty much my journey up until this point. So
I mean, if you literally think about it, I mean, a lot of people are afraid to take the next step because, you know, they think about the risk versus risk reward thing. And I do believe that that alone, that mentality, especially with people's mindset nowadays. I mean, I'm a little bit older. You know, and I'm just like, you know what? Forget it. If I don't try it now, then I'll never know if I can make it. Versus people who are more like, hey, I want to think about doing it, but I'm not sure. I would lose everything and this and that. And yeah, it's great, dude, to have this huge, huge income, the salary, guaranteed money coming in. But if you're not happy with what you're doing, then are you really happy? You know what I'm saying? I'm like 100%. One of those guys, like, dude, I'll go all in. I mean, but I'll never go all in at the risk of my family kind of thing, you know, but.
No.
Because like when I got into esports, I was like, you know, I'm in my 40s. I've always wanted to do this. If I don't start trying now, then I'll never know if I could do it. And I mean.
Yep.
yeah, you were, you weren't happy at your job. You're like, fuck it, I'm going to go freelance, you know, and it allowed you to encapsulate things that you love to actually have a viable career. And, you know, much like, you know, I don't draw a paycheck from, you know, from TikTok or, you know, that's like, that, this is fun stuff for us. And I like the fact that people, when they open up their world, is like, hey, look, you see this me as a gamer, but here, this is me at the gym. This is me benching 7,000 pounds, you know, two reps, you know, and so.
8,000.
Yeah, so, well, I'm not up there yet. I need to be on, I need some Big Rob energy to start cranking out those reps. So, man, but, you know, I mean, and I think that that's why I really like, love doing this podcast with Blaze and having guests, because you've taken the ability to separate real life and content creation, but in a way that that void in the middle, you know, they kind of like cross paths a little bit, you know, and
definitely, dude.
That's for sure. To me, that's quality content. Like when I go through, like when Blaze says I fanboyed over him, which is not true. There is no recording of this or anything. It's like,
yes, you did,
Blaze. You know, like when he was trying to do the TwitchCon H1Z1 event, you get to see Blaze doing his best effort from, you know, Belgium. I mean, what's the population of Belgium, Blaze?
11 million people.
Okay, so it's a, you know, the but but no, small, I mean, it's country. Like, no, but you know, you have this guy from, you know, in Europe making waves, and like Blaze and I have sat and talked. I mean, like when he was streaming in Belgium was like taboo. It wasn't the cool thing to do, or anything like that.
Yeah.
And here he was making the splash and making his efforts and earning his way to the biggest stage, which, you know, as a streamer on Twitch, hopefully we'll be able to have Twitch cons again. And, you know, competitive site where, like, you know, where he's sitting next to like fucking, you know, Nate Shot, you know, Dr. Disrespect and that stuff, rubbing elbows with these people. And
the coolest thing still was Soda Poppin'. Do you know Soda Poppin', Junkhead?
Yeah, I know Soda Poppin' is.
He was one of the guys that in that period everybody started like live streaming, you know, like IRL. So Soda Poppin' was live streaming, and he was using one of those backpacks, like a Pioneer, you know, that company that has those backpacks that a lot of big streamers use. And he like walks up to me on stage and he's like, dude, you're here as well. How are you doing, Blaze? And like his whole stream was like there, and he like hugged me and everything. And there were people in his stream saying like, oh, that's Blaze, we watch him. And so it was a nice period. It was a nice time, man.
The only issue I have with Blaze at that time is it must be a European thing, is that I call him Manpreez. He's wearing jeans where they're cut to the calf. And I'm like, no, dude, we don't wear those here in the States. You should left those back in Belgium. But I was like, hey, that's his thing. It's like skinny jeans. I mean, nothing against skinny jeans. But I've noticed a lot of like, and if you're in the UK, don't be offended by this. Skinny jeans, whoever invented skinny jeans, for guys, nothing personal. There's nothing appealing about
That's probably my skater background, you know, wearing those longer,
I mean,
over the knee pants, and same thing with swimming pants. Like I have those shorts always that go over my knees.
Yeah, please. Do you have pretty nice shoes?
Nice shoes.
He wears heels.
I mean, like those kind of pants put an emphasis like on the shoes you're wearing. So
accessorizing. Yeah, Come on now. I mean, when's the last time?
Back then I was probably wearing $200-$300 shoes then. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
He was a baller.
Yeah, makes sense. I would too if I was wearing the.
I mean, when's the last time you slid into a pair of skinny jeans, Rob?
Dude, I've never been skinny in my life. This morning I was about 260 pounds. So yeah, I'm never no skinny jeans for me.
So do we see the possibility of Big Rob trying on clothes that don't fit him? Like skinny jeans.
No shot.
New TikTok episodes.
You guys, if you're TikTok fans, blow up Big Rob and say, we want to see Big Rob in skinny jeans.
Maybe my OnlyFans or something.
Yeah.
No normal. That's premium content right there.
That's going to cost you. Yeah. And what's that? Go ahead, Blaze. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, you go first, John Captain.
No, I will just say it's like there's so many, and that's why I think I really fell in love with your content on TikTok, which led me to the other assets, you know, of you. So it's like one of my, like the TikToks that you did that I find hilarious, that you're making fun of like Warzone, Call of Duty kind of thing, you know, or Cold War and Call of Duty. You're like, hey, you wanna play some Warzone? Man, I only play Cold War. And you're like, what? You know, it's like literally you could pull up your TikToks and just laugh for days. And oh my God, and because it's so, it's like you, and like the introduction, you always do that with all due respect, or, you know, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, and you do the big, and you're like holding your finger up, like, I got this. And then, if you kill me and you're rocking and you're using Cali sticks, you're a bitch. And I'm like, dude, I was like, how are they not?
You gotta ham it up.
But I'm like, how can I drop a whole clip from a growl into you and you run at me and hit me one time with a Cali stick and kill me?
Yeah,
I just never understood that. So,
yeah, I like to just poke fun at stuff and just kind of roast people, but not really in a malicious way. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's pretty obvious I'm not some super serious guy if you watch any of my stuff, but just poke fun at things and just roast certain aspects, and but kind of in a fun way, not like in a real serious, like malicious way, like straight up from what I do and like things I screw up and things I use. You know what I mean? I just reverse it and make fun of it.
So do you just come up with that on the fly, like while you're gaming sometimes, like, oh, I can use that for TikTok or
dude, 99% of my TikToks, I think of it and just do it like immediately. Like there's barely any planning or anything. I just get things to pop in my head and just kind of wing it. That's really it.
I mean, that's like some spontaneous content right there. I mean, it's like you think about it, it's like, like I've had ideas like, dude, I can make a YouTube video about this. And then like the next day I was like, I'm going to record it tomorrow. And then you're like, what the fuck was I going to record, man?
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, I do that same thing. I do the same thing. So I think that's a big reason why I just full send it right away. But I've always had the ability to, if I see a photo or a video, like come up with a caption or something like in my head, like pretty fast. And I don't even know why. I guess it's just a creative thing or imaginary thing or something. But yeah, it just kind of all plays into it. And I just get these ideas and I just want to make it. Sometimes it just seems like such a fun idea, or I just know something will kind of work or whatever. And you just full send it and see what happens. you never know with TikTok.
What's the most going to happen? It's going to, you know, look, is it going to flop? Or, I mean, I think that's what everyone, like everyone defines themselves on followers, on likes on a video, whether they go viral or not. And I'm like, unless TikTok is sending Big Rob Energy a check every month with a bunch of zeros behind it, you have those like, dude, I'm going to do the stuff I want to do, you know? And because what happens if TikTok dies tomorrow? I mean, there'll be another company that comes out, you know, but it's just, I always laugh at the ones where they're like, hey, you're a boomer. Get off TikTok. This is our app. And I'm like, I was like, first of all, I'm like, that's the
running joke. I'm 48. I'm not 68. I'm not a fucking Gen Xer,
you fucking pussy. I'm not a fucking boomer, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
that's funny.
And I was like, oh man, come on, let's have fun with this, you know? So, and I'm like, I enjoy making fun of myself more than anything. And
if you're wearing the rose
fucking skin and you fucking get tired of getting shit on by someone wearing the rose skin, so you start wearing the rose skin, you're fucking part of the problem. Just uninstall the game.
Yeah.
Uninstall
exactly.
The game.
Like, yeah. Like I've roasted the back Ted like a bazillion times, but I play Rebirth Island a lot. If I play Rebirth Island right now, like I'm probably using a back Ted. You know what I mean? Like that's just a part of the whole thing. But the people that really know me and play with me, like they know that. It's just a big joke. But I'm, you know, just making fun of myself, and you know, self-deprecation is kind of my thing.
It's a feel-good story. But yeah, and I always enjoy the people. Like I love hot mics. Oh, fucking hot mics are they're the
yeah.
best. But yeah, those people, like when the Mac 10 meta, I mean, I think it's still viable, you know, but when the Mac came out.
The Mac 10 compared to the FFAR in Warzone is, no, the FFAR is way better at the moment. Because I used to run Mac 10 with a car, and now I run FFAR with car or FFAR with AUG at the moment. And I'm like the upgrading my MP also. So, and I'm even upgrading the, what's it called, that shotgun from Warzone.
Into the fucking Tim the Tatman fucking thing. Oh, don't even know. Yeah,
there's
you
one.
Are, dude.
Yeah, I don't even remember what it's called, but there's one crazy shotgun.
But yeah, I upgraded it 2 days ago. So for it to be ready.
That's my next video. Thanks. Yeah.
But I always enjoy, like, I did a TikTok where it was like, I love those people that you kill with a fucking Mac 10 that's like a basic bitch Mac 10, and then you loot their body, and they have a fully decked out fucking Mac 10. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, dude.
The best is when they come back for, you know, who does it? I'm going back to get my shit, and then you kill them again with their gun. You're like, still using the Mac 10. No, I'm using your Mac 10, motherfucker. You know, I was like, come on, man.
Or, dude, oh, man. Like, So when I stream, I turn off all hot mics and I can't hear anybody, mainly because I just don't know who to trust. And if I'm not playing with like my homies, a lot of times when I stream, I play with viewers and I've done that since day one. And it's been great for like community building. And I'm like, yeah, if you guys want to get in here, like just get in here, but I can't hear anybody. And yeah, your voice can't go over the mic or anything like that. So in doing that, I'm also turning off like hot mics, but I've been playing at night off stream a lot recently with just a couple of my friends, and I turned them back on, and dude, I forgot how funny it is. You know what I mean? I really want to make some content around those. Cause like, you know, you get people, it's always saying like, you know, you freaking campers or something like that. And they'll yell that after I just like ran around the map for like 2 minutes straight, you know.
And you just get on top of that building, see them, shoot their ass, and then they're like, you're camping!
No. Yeah! Or
like my favorite one is they're running, they're doing what I like to do, run in the middle of the open with no cover, and then you get one lucky like shot on them. Yeah, and then they're like, you fucking cheater! You're cheating! And I'm like, dude, really? Dude, you ran, and I got lucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky Windage allowed me to hit this shot. Now, if you're like,
usually it's Junkhead running around the map with no cover. You know,
I said that as a disclaimer, but you know, Blaze was never listening. Yeah. You know, because he's too busy. He's like, do I sound good? Is my hair looking good? I didn't put on my makeup for this. I know it's an audio podcast.
I honestly, Big Rob, I think you gotta just, you know, play some games with Junkhead and we join the team bromance. Junkhead,
that's what we call ourselves, team bromance. But you know, it's like that. Like, I always had him off because I think as a content creator, as a streamer or whatever, all it takes is since it's I'm not sure, dude. I'm so old. Is it cancel culture, whatever the fuck it is? So like, if I kill fucking someone and they drop like the N-word or whatever, and then someone gets offended, they report it, and then I go to log into Twitch and it says, you suck, try again, go welcome to YouTube or something. You know,
that's exactly why.
And
I
I'm just
done
like
it.
Well, honestly, from my experience, like, I played H1Z1, right, Junkhead?
Oh,
and
my
the N-word got thrown a lot in the opening lobby. And as long as when it happens and it keeps on happening, when you mute that person and you say it's not okay, you're not going to get banned for that, Junkhead. If you kill a guy and you get a hot mic in Warzone and he says the N-word, for example, you're not going to get banned for it. It's just when you initiate it or use it yourself or you approve of it, then you can get banned on Twitch. Well, but if somebody just yells it, you know?
Yeah, there's always that big fear. Like, first of all, like, I hate all like the racist connotations and stuff like people use. So, and it's like, so I understand like when you're playing with viewers and you have the risk of, you know, when you have a hot mic on, it's like, it's not like, especially for your community, your people, your stream that are watching you, that, you know, you're just like, man, what a dick, you know? And it's like, man, I mean, my favorite ones are when you kill like the 10, 11 year olds and their voice is cracking. Like, I laser this guy and he's like, you should be dead. And his voice is cracking. And I was like, yeah, thanks for the clip. You know?
Yeah, dude.
Like, but it's like, I don't know. I just, I think when people hear your story, it should motivate people that it's okay to fucking, you know, to fucking take that risk. It's, you know, it's like people are so many people are afraid of failing, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like,
all the time, man.
But
it's
failure
crazy.
Is a fucking lesson learned. But, you know, it's like you hear, you know, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So if you fail at something, then you're like, okay, I should have taken a left instead of a right. Okay, we're going to, you know, take the left this time. But, I mean, just your vision behind, like, your content is fucking on point. And honestly, how you do not have more followers fucking cracks me up. So, I mean, well, because, like, now, like, I've noticed a lot of people have there's a lot of people that have a huge following on TikTok. They will go live on TikTok and live on stream. And they're using that platform to gain, you know, the Twitch following and stuff like that. And, you know,
that's like the end goal.
Yeah, I mean,
but the thing is, I've seen some do it, and even streamers, and I don't know what to think about it. Like, I've seen one guy do it correctly. Like, in my eyes, if you do
that, going live?
Yeah,
going live on your TikTok while you're streaming. Some people,
I've only done that once.
Some people just put their camera and you sit there as a streamer and you're talking to your Twitch chat and they're not even paying attention to their phone or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I had this other dude. What he did was, I think he had the application on his computer also, I think, so he could read the chat. And he had his phone put in a way that you could see actually the game he was playing plus his face, you know? So not only the face, but you could actually see him play his video game.
Yeah, and he could read the TikTok chat.
And I think he was able to read the TikTok chat because I saw him react to it. So if you do it that way, some people that maybe don't have access to Twitch or don't want to go on Twitch can also kind of follow that guy playing his games on his stream and follow his stream, you know? Because if you just sit there and are like, and then they put those fake backgrounds for what reason, and you see them like yelling and talking to their chat, and you come in there and live and you're like, what, like, I'm a streamer, I understand what's going on, but I can imagine somebody who doesn't really know about streams sometimes are like, wait, this guy's live streaming on TikTok, but I don't see what he's really doing and he's not reacting. If you use it for that reason, I don't think it's a good way to use it. And I don't think TikTok is really happy with you using it that way, but they can't do anything about it, of course, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that is it's a little bizarre, it's a little awkward. I have seen people swear by it though, and they say, yeah. So as far as like going live on TikTok while you're streaming on Twitch, but not like paying attention to TikTok, a lot of I think it is kind of weird and pretty awkward and whatnot if you were to join it. But I know a lot of streamers that have, you know, grown a lot on Twitch from TikTok, and they swear by it. They say it works, and they, you know, and all that. So, I mean, maybe there is something to it, but what you said on how to go about it actually makes a lot of sense. I've been trying to figure that out as well, but I've only got live on TikTok twice since I've had a TikTok. And I was talking to somebody about this last night, actually, about how I want to go live more, but not just when I stream. Like, I actually want to go live more and connect more on a more personal level with my followers, so they don't just think I'm a Call of Duty meme clown. You know what I mean? Like actually really get to know them,
you could do the old going live at the gym, you know, but
yeah, maybe I work out of my house a lot as well. I could do it there, but I also, when it comes to fitness and working out, like, that's like total me time. Like, I don't want
anybody
else.
Yeah, that's your safe place. You know, the gym is your
really
safe
place.
You know, getting swole. You know, but it's like I've seen people going live, and like you said, they have it up. I think I've gone live like three times, and like two times at work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went live on New Year's. I may or may not have had one too many.
That's a good idea.
And they were like, and I couldn't even read the screen of my phone. I just had to sit there, and I was like, I'm live on Twitch. And then they were like, did you get it? And I'm like, what? They were like, well, I gave you like gifts and donations and stuff on TikTok. And I was like, wow.
Yeah,
I don't even know, like, how that works, but I don't have enough followers on TikTok.
Yeah, you'll get there one day, Blaze. Hell yeah,
I did a charity stream last Monday, and I went live on TikTok. Then I was just trying to pull out every stop. You know what I mean? Because we had to reach a goal of $3,500.
Didn't you guys raise like $4,000?
Yeah, like- just about. We got like, I think it was like 3,800 or something by the end of the night. And this, it's a really cool thing. It's from Gamers Outreach. I don't know if you know that is, but it's a very reputable company. Yeah, so they donate this like gaming setup that you can like kind of wheel around to different rooms for the kids at the hospital. Yeah. And to get one, it's $3,500. But we were at like, you know, $2,100 for like a very long time. And I was just trying to pull out all the stops. So I'm like, I pull out TikTok and go live on that. I'm like, I'm actually engaged with like the TikTok live while being live on Twitch. And like, dude, I haven't been that exhausted after. That was the longest stream I've ever done. Before that, my longest ever wasn't even that long. It was like 5.5 hours. And then that night, I think it was like 9 hours. And I was telling the chat, I'm like, I'm not going to bed until we hit this. So I'm about to be up all night. I gave away like 7 tubs of G Fuel. And yeah, but we finally made it happen. And I'm super stoked. I actually have some friends that work at the hospital we're going to donate it to. And there's just nobody in this town that does this kind of stuff. So I'm really proud of it and excited for them to have it. So.
Speaking of G Fuel, you are partnered with G Fuel, aren't you?
Yeah, back in January, I actually signed with them. And that was an awesome thing. I have a list. I have a document on my computer of like goals and stuff I want to accomplish, and that was one of the things. And yeah, it's been awesome.
What's your code? Is it Big Rob Energy or?
It's just Big Rob. Just Big Rob.
You guys, if you're going to order some G Fuel, make sure you're using code Big Rob, please. Save yourself a little bit of money on that checkout, you know?
Yeah. It seems like, I swear, like half the month, every month, it's like 30% off, which is like an insane, like right now it's 30% off, but like that's just a crazy discount. Like my wife used it once. I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get you some perks.
Yeah, she's showing love. Know? Yeah. So that whole partnership's cool.
Yeah, super. I mean, cool. It's yeah, and I'm glad, like, because I remember when I was in esports, G Fuel, like, because when I was with Apotheon, like, there wasn't a lot of energy gaming stuff out there. There was like G Fuel, but we were sponsored by Insane Labs, but G Fuel really wasn't.
Oh, I know that is. Yeah.
So G Fuel really was more for, like, they were the official sponsor of the Call of Duty, you know, at the time. And but it seems like G Fuel has seen the value in content creation. So it's like they've opened their doors more to content creation. So you're seeing more people out there getting sponsored by G Fuel and promoting their product and stuff. And, you know, they're doing it for the right reasons. So, I mean, kudos to G Fuel. I mean, you know, if they want to sponsor this episode, they are more than welcome. Just putting that out there.
Yay.
So, but,
see if we can make that happen.
Some hair tonic for Blaze too, you know, hair from there or whatever. I'm happy being bald, you know, but, you know, it's like there's so many outlets, I think. And I think, unfortunately, like as far as the esports energy drink kind of stuff, that it has become really, there's so many new companies out there now, you know, you're like,
all the time.
So, and I understand certain companies want to get their name out there and, they're just like, oh, but you have to have these kind of stats. And, you know, it's like, you know, you may be bigger on, you know, like I'm maybe bigger on TikTok than I am on Twitch. And they're just like, well, we're not sponsoring people that do just this mostly, but you know, and as far as content creation now, it's like I've said before, it's like a symbiotic relationship, you know, it's like, you know, there's always these people like you have to post on TikTok 3 times a day. You have to post on Instagram 2x a day, do a YouTube video once a week, you know, do fucking stream 5 days a week for fucking 69 hours a day. And the way I look at it is that, creating content, when you're starting out, you got to do it on your own terms. So like if you could only stream twice a day, you stream twice. I mean, twice a week, stream twice a week. You know, if you could only do one YouTube video a week, then you do one YouTube video a week. And the one thing I hate most about Instagram now is that they see you as a content creator or a streamer. Hey, come follow my channel. And I was like, well, why don't you just come to my channel when I'm live and ask for a follow for follow? I'm going to tell you no, but that's the wrong way of doing it. But I'm just like, You know, but, and that's just the best advice I can give you is that, you know, any content is some content, but do it on your own terms.
Yeah, but dude, that's how I've been. I don't even have a stream schedule. I probably should. I mean, obviously if I was, you know, full time and it was really my job and stuff, I definitely would. I would imagine I probably would have a little more structure.
It's hard when you have like a family life and a job and everything. Yeah. Like I have a, like same for Junkhead. It's hard. Like we try put up schedules from time to time, but then it just goes wrong. I got a kid. I got a second kid on the way. I got a full-time job, you know? So for me, when I stream, it's usually on my day off. My day off switches every week. And I know I stream every Sunday. And that's about it, you know? And whenever I have time, I like sometimes my girlfriend's like, okay, you got nothing to do. Go stream. Go upstairs. I'll see you later. Yeah.
She gives him the hall pass. You can go that's stream. Awesome. Yeah. So
yeah, right.
But well, let me ask you this: since your wife is doing more, has your wife ever jumped on and game for you when you're streaming?
No.
You should make that a whatchamacallit, like a channel points
thing.
Yeah, channel points thing. At a certain amount of points.
I still gotta set mine up, dude. I don't have anything for channel points yet, which is it's kind of like a joke now, but like. Yeah, I still got to figure that out.
I actually set something up yesterday that is connected to sound effects. And so when you redeem certain channel points, I have one that you can use one time every stream. And that's where some dude says in a funny voice, like, hello there, you know? So this way I know that certain people come into my chat and it's 10 channel points and they can only use it once, you know? And I got also a Yayit and a sad song for when I die and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I got a few ones. I got a fart. People like to use it way too
much already.
I should use that.
Farts are funny.
You know,
farts are funny.
Yeah, I can send you the link of how to install it. It's pretty easy to set up.
That sounds cool. My biggest fear is that people would just like keep
abuse it,
doing shit the whole stream.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But you can put it that they can only redeem it once every stream per person. So. You just have to put that in your channel points, but I'll send you the link.
But I mean, it's like little things like that. It's great to incorporate your community when you're streaming and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but I could only imagine like if I put something in, like I had one where one time it was like it played really loud, you know, and then my son was over abusing it, like in the middle of a gunfight. He would like it play real loud, or I had the drop your weapon one time at my channel points.
Oh my god!
I'd be in the middle of a gunfight, and my son drop your weapons, and I'm like, "Fuck!" You know, I was like, "He's cracked. He's one shot." You know, and I was like, yeah. "I think it's funny about those guys one shot." You know, I was like, "Hey, he's one shot." And you rush him
all the time.
And you rush them, and they're fully shielded up. You know, I was like, "What? This dude was one shot."
Oh, dude, all the time.
So. Yeah. Okay, so Warzone, you would say you're more of a Call of Duty gamer, so to speak?
Yeah, out of just like all games.
Okay, but in Warzone, what's your weapon of choice, assault rifle-wise?
Oh, man. I mean...
We asked the hard-hitting questions here, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really like... I mix it up like all the time. Like I never really stick with the same stuff. I switch attachments all the time. I just always, I guess I'm always trying to find something better. You know what I mean? just trying to figure it out. That actually kind of correlates to what I do as a career with like marketing and stuff. It's always an experiment. Everything's always an experiment and whatever. So I don't really stick to it. I switch like everything. I switch like grenades up. I switch like all this stuff up trying to figure it out. But I guess usually just like the meta type shit just to compete, you know what I mean?
I'm using smokes now and knives for finishing people off really fast.
Yeah, I've seen
smokes to shield up or protect myself, or if I need to make like a big cross where I have no cover, I throw two smokes and like run
that's
through
a great idea,
you know.
I don't use the flashes, I don't use the
little radar thing, what's it called, you know? I don't use the
heartbeat sensor.
I feel that lately most people immediately go for ghost, and then the heartbeat sensors are like, there's no use for them anymore, you know?
Yeah, as long as you got one guy with it, I guess. But
that's like me. I
just buy UAVs and pop them all the time, and you're good. I say,
there you go.
I have a heartbeat monitor, but I don't even use it. I need to change it. I'm just like, I'm over that.
One gun I always have is a Car 98. That's for sure. Yeah,
Car 98 has been my gun for the last 8-9 months, I think.
Yeah, there you go. Me too. I would say the same thing. I absolutely love sniping. I think it's like the most fun thing in the world. And just dropping bodies, like especially guys like flying in. It's just the coolest. It's the coolest feeling. I'm not like a super aggressive player or anything like that, but I'm also a huge. And I used to make a lot of TikToks about this, but I'm predominantly like a multiplayer guy. I just enjoy it. I like really fast paced things. So like when Rebirth came out, that's been the perfect mixture of like Verdansk, I guess Warzone. I don't even consider Rebirth like Warzone, but I guess it technically is. But it's like the perfect mixture of like multiplayer and Verdansk. So I've been absolutely loving that. I like the small map. I like the close combat like right away and all that kind of shit. But yeah, Car 98, sniping, all that kind of stuff is always, I'm always doing that for sure. But the other gun, the primary, is always a just kind of mixing it up and having fun and whatever. I don't really take it that seriously.
What about, do you have a Riot Shield Collie stick loadout?
No way, dude.
What would your people do if they're like, oh, look, he's changed.
Well, so yeah, the chat is funny because there's a lot of people that come back that are always the same, but they kind of, it's funny how many people pick up on things I say at TikToks and like remember what I say at TikToks that I completely forgot about. But I'll, when I used to promote multiplayer a lot, and because I'd always say stuff like, I feel like I'm the only person on this app that talks about multiplayer. Like everyone's just playing Warzone. I don't know anybody else that plays multiplayer other than like a couple people. But I'd be, I started playing a little more Warzone or like Rebirth, and people would come in the chat. They're all like, wow, Rob's playing Warzone. Like, what the fuck? And like, that went on for like a month.
Hashtag sell out. Hashtag sell
out. Yeah. That went on for like a month, and it was a pretty funny thing, but I don't know.
I mean, I cannot snipe. I'm like the, like, I'm going to carry, I'm the guy that's going to carry around sniper bullets
for you. Don't give him even on an AR, if he needs to use it with a, like, even a small scope, like a VLK 3 or something, Junkhead just misses every shot. He's better without a scope.
I do not use scopes on anything. Like, I will shoot you across the map without a scope on.
Like, dude, one guy you guys got to check out, he'd actually be a great guest as well, but his name is Super Very Cool Guy. And, he's actually, he's top 100 in Warzone with kills, and he's actually pro, like, but he's also a goofball, like a super funny guy. But his like main thing that got him a lot of traction on TikTok is that he uses a Car 98 with a GI mini reflex. So like just a red dot Car 98. And he hits people from like 300 meters away and shit. Like unbelievable shit. So yeah, look up Super Very Cool Guy on TikTok. It's crazy, dude. that's his whole brand.
I'm just like, I can't, like, even it's if unreal. It's a little, if it's even if it's a little red dot, like I can't do it. I was like, I have no sights on anything, and that's probably why I can't snipe. And like Blaze hit this one snipe, I forget where we were at, and the guy was standing on top of the, what is that, prison? And Blaze hits.
We were in Harbor, like totally back in Harbor, where you got, we call it the titties, you know, those three oil things that are standing next to the blue building. I pick up a ground loot car. You got the ground loot one. And there's a guy standing on top of one of those little towers in prison. And I just scope it and immediately snipe him in the face, you know.
It's funny because the TikTok goes, and then someone, like the guy we were playing with, goes, "Oh yeah, you're gonna get banned." And I was like, it was the most ridiculous. Dude. I was like, man, dude, if someone bodied
people, can't
me,
accept
like,
the fact that other people are just better. I've made a lot of TikToks about that too, but like, some people just are just a lot better than
he's
you.
He's better than me.
Admit it.
if you shoot me and I'm spraying and praying and missing your body and you shit on me, I'm not going to be like, that dude's cheating. Aim assist. Right. You know, I'm like, dude, I missed every fucking shot.
So many people yell like, oh, he's a cheater. And then I look at it and I'm like, he's probably just good, guys. I'm sorry. And I used to yell a lot like, cheater, cheater. The problem is there's so many cheats available. Like, there's this new thing available that I heard that you can put on a controller, and it's a hardware thingy, and you just have to spam L2, and the thing will automatically lock on for you on Warzone or any other games that it provides, and you'll just destroy people using a controller. So imagine having aim assists already with your controller. I'm sorry, guys, for the ones who use a controller, but already having aim assists on your controller, and then putting that hardware kind of cheat on your controller, so you just have to spam L2 or whatever button you use to, and the thing automatically locks on a person's head and shoots them for you, you know?
That's it, dude. Yeah, I just found out. Do you guys know what a strike pack is?
No, what?
That's also a controller thing, but I learned about this like a couple weeks ago, and I guess you could buy them at like Walmart and shit, but like you can put this, it might be the same thing you're talking about, but you put this like this hardware on the back of your controller, and I don't know if there's like a software like that pops up on your computer. I don't know how it really works or whatever, but you can basically make it so no guns have recoil. So you can like,
yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, it has no recoil. It can aim assist for you, like automatically walk onto people.
It's wild, dude. It's
and you can use it on controller with PC or with console, doesn't matter. And it has a name, I forget the brand, but I don't want to promote it anyway. So
I know. It's just wild.
It's just wild, and like I never understand. Like I understand, like I'm from the 80s, you know. I understand that, you know, you had Mortal Kombat and you had like certain cheat codes to do something, or you had to find codes on the web, you know, you had dial-up internet and you were looking up the on the web how to do a fatality or whatever, you know, because else you couldn't figure it out.
Dude, cheatcodes.com, I think, was a...
Yeah, and you know, like, and there were games that were actually putting certain cheat codes there on purpose, but that you had to figure out. So you could get like extra money or whatever. And then when some dude found it, they put it on the web and everybody started using it at some point.
Oh, yeah.
For those kind of things, I don't mind, you know, or like a secret passage in Mario or whatever, you know. I don't mind those things. But like in a game of Warzone, when you're talking about skills, shooting, people that want to like be good at a game by learning it and putting time into it, and then you get destroyed game after game after game by cheaters. If you have lobbies and you're on the fourth circle or third circle and you only have like 20 people left in the lobby, you're like, okay, we got a cheater lobby, you know, are we staying or are we leaving, you know? That takes the whole fun away from it. I had one today in my stream, a cheater, and he within 5 seconds destroyed three guys from another team, downed me, and finished off another dude from my team. And he locked on. And we were watching him, and he wasn't even hiding it. He was like wall hacking, aim hacking, everything at the same time. And then I think like, okay, call it like Activision, you're making billions with this game. I know that everybody's buying packs and stuff like that. But please, for the love of God, help people and ban the cheaters, you know?
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing...
Every day I get this message, you've reported a cheater and we've banned, and I'm like, yeah, wow, thank you.
Yeah, what about the other 6 million of them? But
yeah.
But the thing about this day and age with the cheating and stuff, because back in the days you could like, you know, it's kind of harmful, like you're playing by yourself, like what, you know, whatever. But nowadays, like there's a lot of people that do this stuff full time, and they're, you know, they have to make content, and they are in tournaments or whatever. And if you're, you know, cheating against them, like you're actually affecting their life and in a bigger way than you realize, or you could have your life affected in a bigger way than you probably realize. So it is kind of a big deal. It's just a unfortunate thing, I guess, you know. We'll see what happens, but I just wonder what the next like huge game is going to be. And you know, I mean, Warzone can't be the thing forever, you know, so we'll see.
I think it has to the game definitely has to evolve to a certain extent. I mean, Call of Duty is always going to be Call of Duty. There's several, like my first battle royale was H1Z1, and that game was so, and there was cheaters in that game too, but that one had like the biggest learning curve for me. They were like, oh, about 2,000 hours, the game will make sense. And I was like, well, I'm at 200. This is going to be a fucking not fun ride, you know? And, but still, there was a game that you love to hate sometimes.
That's the game where I went pro in. So, do you remember that game, Big Rob, or not?
Did you ever play H1Z1?
No, I didn't. My whole, I'll tell you about my gaming situation. So way back in the day. I think I was in like fifth grade or something. Xbox came out, got that. Halo 1 was my favorite shit ever. Incredible campaign. And then like Halo 2 comes out, and now online gaming started getting really big. And I got pretty good at Halo 2. I was obsessed with it. I did like tournaments with my friends. Same thing with Halo 3. I'm in high school throughout this time. So when I went off to college to play football in Idaho, you had practice at, you know, we had weights at 6 a.m. ended our film session probably like 10:30 at night. Like, you don't have time to play games, and there's no, the internet's absolute trash in the dorms. So for a very long time, I wasn't doing any online gaming. I was playing, I was always a huge Madden fan. I played a lot of Madden, NBA 2K, just offline stuff to just pass time and whatever. And then, as of probably, let's see, 4 years ago, maybe four or 5 years ago, is when I just kind of picked up online gaming again. We got a new house, and I'm like, you know what? I'll just start this up and just see what's up with like online gaming and have some fun with it. And then, got back into, you know, the Call of Duties and, other online stuff. So that's kind of, so for a pretty long time, there was kind of a hiatus of not really doing anything like online. So yeah, that's that.
Yeah.
I never played H1Z1.
Yeah, Z1 VR is starting to make a comeback. So
Z1 is actually a game, and that's why I liked it so much. And that was what Junkat was explaining. You really needed skill. Okay, you still had hackers, but I actually knew the head of the hacking department, so I just had to like send him a DM, and he was like, "Okay, I'll ban this guy. Just send me the clip." So when I met him personally, so he was like, "Just send me the clips. I'll ban them for you." And but they were actually actively doing something about it. They were even we don't all know that, but in all the games that we play online, you don't know that developers can watch with you while you're gaming. They can see what you're doing. They can actively watch you like a ghost what you're doing, because once you get online on their game, you have no privacy in a way anymore, you know, because they want to check if there's cheaters or anything. And in some games, they take that to heart, and in others, and I believe that's what they're doing in Activision, they don't really care, you know? And and like that's a bit sad, but you got to realize when you're gaming, people can actually watch you from the company. They can look at you. They can, you know, they can see you. They can do stuff, you know? Like what I liked sometimes is one of the H1Z1 devs was streaming, and he did this thing where they were actively live in his stream looking for cheaters, and they would be looking at players playing and then suddenly appear on the map and be untouchable, and a cheater would want to try to kill them, but he wouldn't hit a bullet. And you had hot mics there that you could use the whole time, and they would talk to them and say like, "Look, dude, we know you're cheating. Here's your ban." Boom. And they were banned, you know? And that was kind of funny to look at as well, you know? Do you remember that,
Junkat? Oh yeah, God.
Game Dev Cardo was doing that. We had them on the podcast last year as well.
They were ruthless, man. They're like, "Hey,
they were ruthless.
No cheating. You're banned."
Yeah, that's the thing about Activision right now. I think their whole brand is that they don't give a shit. So you know, you're not gonna get in trouble. Like, it's crazy. Yeah,
that's the same with the company behind CS:GO and stuff like that. They're like so big that a lot of stuff they don't care about, because they make the money anyways, you know.
Yeah, it's
sad. People will keep playing their game, because if tomorrow everybody would disappear from Warzone and Call of Duty, and they would make $0, they would suddenly be like, "Hey, we improved our game. Hey, we got a better anti-cheat. Come back to the game. Hey, we got an anti-cheat for you. Hey, we solved this problem. Hey, we solved that problem. Please come back. We need our millions back on our bank account." But they're not doing that, because people will keep on playing the game. Like, even when they had the worst meta ever with the, what was the gun called again?
DMR?
The DMR. I went off for 2 weeks. I'm not going to join the DMR hype, you know?
Yeah, right. More of like an integrity thing. Like, I've made TikToks about like the DMR, like rose skins and like things that are just, you know, seemingly unfair in the game. And then people are like, "Yeah, well, you have it. Like, why don't you just use it?" You know what I mean? And I'm like, because it's just an integrity thing. Like, I'm not gonna just,
because I'm not a douchebag, you know.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I just, I don't know. I just feel like it's just kind of fucked up. I don't want to, you know,
Yeah, guy did a TikTok saying I was an Activision doctor, and do you wear this rose skin? That means you have a small penis, you know? And I'm just like, but I'm a board certified Activision doctor, you know? And you're just like, eh, you know? So, but, yeah. Quick question. We used to do random questions and stuff like that, but I think you answered my question already.
I do have something I want to go back to from his beginning story.
Okay.
And it's totally outside of gaming, but you said that you quit your job and you max out your credit card almost, and you had issues at home and everything, and you were married then already or not, or getting married. I didn't really know.
I got married a month before I did a lot of shit.
That must have put a lot of pressure on your relationship as well, right? I can imagine, like, I've been in a similar situation in the past with money, with my ex-wife, and for me, that was one of the reasons we actually split up, me and my ex-wife, was because I was having money problems. So kudos to her for sticking with you and being strong. Was she having a job, and was she the one, like, keeping you guys, like, above the water at some point, or
yeah, she was definitely contributing more than me from a financial standpoint, for sure. Yeah, that was tough, dude. It was weird because she is not in this world and not in my, you know, mind state with, you know, being freelance and being a creative and stuff. She has a very, you know, she has a corporate job, like a very normal thing, like, you know, 98% of people have. And yeah, it took a very long time for her to become comfortable with what I'm doing and understanding it and all that kind of stuff. So with Twitch and even TikTok, like, you know, I had to consistently show her numbers and show her other people, you know, examples of people that have gone from nothing into something, and how to actually navigate through these waters and brand partnerships and, like, what those look like and all of that. And she was always skeptical for a very long time. I always understood where she was coming from. I agreed with a lot of what she was saying. You know what I mean? Like, you know, she was right a lot of the times. And, but nowadays, like, things are kind of going pretty well. And she's, you know, my number one fan with all this stuff, and actually encourages me to do shit, and did a complete 180. But for probably a year and a half or something, dude, it was like a super stressful time. You know what I mean? But I was, the main reason I quit my job and went full time and all that on my own was because I had the confidence in myself. And I was like, dude, I know I can do this, because I've been doing it kind of for free, though, just giving people advice and helping out. I'm like, I know I could do this. It just comes down to me putting in the effort and stuff. And I made it work, you know, and that's pretty much it. But it was a very, very hard time, man, for sure.
I can see it now. Rob, wake up. You got to upload your TikToks to a YouTube video. Let's go. You started it. We're going to finish it, you know?
So. Yeah. Yeah. And then she even had a really hard time, you know, people asking her what I did for a living. It's like, she never really knew what to say. And
he does stuff.
Like,
that's it.
Like, weird little things like that. You know, it was hard to explain, but now I put out content now, like, telling everybody, yo, we just raised almost $4,000 for a hospital. And people are like, wow, this gaming thing, he's not just sitting around playing games. Like, this is what it is. And I'm trying to open their eyes to it. Cause my following on, like, Instagram, for example, is like 80% my, you know, personal friends and people that know me in real life and stuff like that. So that have no idea about this world. Like, my sister barely knows what I do, you know, and understands it. Like, no one really gets it except for me and the community and stuff. So I had to explain to my wife for a very long time and try to make her realize it. And she's she's actually pretty stoked about the whole thing now and sees the upside and whatever. So that was a very that was a tough time. It was one of the toughest things I dealt with, you know. And it wasn't even that long ago. Like,
yeah, but look,
like,
at
for real, I mean,
but look at what it taught you, that resolve to, you know, knuckle up and just, you know, do what you got to do. You know, if you're not happy and you see a vision, you chase your dream, you know?
Yeah. So. Constant fire under my ass, which I know as a person, I need that. I need deadlines and pressure and all that to get shit done. And I always have that, and I still feel like I have that. And I think that's a big reason why I am efficient in a lot of ways. But yeah, our relationship now is better than ever, but there was a rough patch where it was tough. And like I said, she would have a lot of points about finances or whatever, And I agreed with...
When are you going to finally grow up and stop playing video games?
Yeah. It was just... It wasn't even, like, about the gaming stuff. It was just about, like... I don't know. I mean, you obviously want to be able to see a bright future and all that. And with what was going on, it was like I was doing a lot of one-off jobs for design. And, you know, like somebody would need like a poster for a concert or something. And I would design that. And it's like, okay, now what? Like there wasn't a lot of job security or anything. I was just doing a lot of jobs that were just kind of one-off jobs. Like somebody would need a poster for like a concert or whatever the case, or like product photography or something, but nothing really that substantial that would give her and myself the confidence, like moving forward, like, yo, this is actually going to work, until some things did happen. And just day by day, you know, that's really it. We did have a lot of arguments during that time, but she was always right, you know, and I figured it out. And, I told her during a lot of our arguments and stuff that I'm like, yo, we can either go back and forth with this whole thing and clash heads, or we can kind of come together and try to lift each other up and try to get through this together. You know, that's kind of the whole point of being in a relationship and everything. And we made it work. So she's my, you know, number one fan, and she encourages me to stream and create content and stuff like that. And it makes me the happiest guy in the world. You know what I mean? What she does and what she says to me means
everything.
Just 100 times more than anybody else. Yeah. So it's awesome, man. It's very important. So I'm really glad in the headspace I'm in now and everything, how everything's going now. And yeah, I'm just really proud. So.
Okay. Well, here we come to the part of the podcast where you get two random questions, one from me, one from Blaze. So,
okay.
All right. My question, you want to go first, Blaze? Because you always say always take your question, so you're not even sure. I was gonna ask that question.
I love random shit.
Yeah, I'm like trying to actually think of random shit that just popped up in my head.
This guy. Cue awkward silence.
No. What made you decide? Like, what instigated you to start with TikTok?
Okay, so I can answer that for sure. When I was doing the whole fitness industry thing, I actually got my Instagram account, which was like all fitness photos and that type of shit, up to about 42,000 followers. So I actually had like a decent size following on there, and I would go really hard with my Instagram stories. And on my Instagram stories, it really wasn't a lot of fitness stuff. I would answer questions about the clothing brand and everything, but like I would post a lot of goofy, funny shit, you know, just being myself and like having fun with my wife and like, you know, the same type of stuff you really honestly see on TikTok. And TikTok comes out. I read about it a little bit, and I told one of my best friends is a full-time YouTuber and all that. And I told him, we're very similar people with personalities and everything. And I told him, I'm like, dude, like you would be perfect on this app. You know what I mean? This is like you can put all your YouTube style content on here and, you know, just have fun with it. And then he told me, he's like, yo, you would be perfect on this app because you're kind of known now for your Instagram stories. And I started looking at the app a little bit more, and I'm like, yo, this really is like Instagram stories just on a timeline. You know what I mean? So I started posting just content on TikTok that was just like my Instagram stories, very random shit. At this point, like I wasn't streaming. I wasn't even into gay. I didn't know what I was. I was just being myself to see what happened. And I got a couple of videos that just went crazy. And I went from like 300 followers to like 3,000 overnight. And I saw the potential of like virality and just the app and how crazy it is. And got really excited. And I just kept pumping out videos and stuff. But yeah, I saw a correlation between like Instagram stories and TikTok. And that's pretty much it. So.
Blaze, you took my question. No, you didn't. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say it. So, all right, my random question. What's the best advice you could give someone when it comes to creating content?
Ooh, that's a tough one, I think.
Yeah, that's a big, it kind of, one thing is it kind of depends on their goal with it all, I think. So if they're trying to create a legitimate brand and like, you know, create something with their name and everything. It's so cliche, but just stick true to yourself. And one thing I would do, we kind of hit on this earlier, but not pigeonholing yourself into one certain type of one certain type of content. So like the guys who do the class setups and all that kind of shit, like I would never want to be known as a class setup guy. Like that just sounds horrible to me. Like I want to be known as Rob, and I want people to know things about my life. So I sprinkle in little things about my life. It is a lot of the content I do post now is like gaming and Call of Duty related. I can tell that TikTok pushes that way more. Like I'm really in that niche, but within that content, I also try to sprinkle in things of my life. So you really do learn about me and me as a person. And if I ever see you in person, you have something to talk about. So I think not neglecting things of your life and whatever is a huge thing when creating content. I think it makes you substantially more relatable, and it builds a deeper connection with people than just doing one type of thing that doesn't really explain who you are as a person. So that's what I would do as far as like specifically on TikTok. We'll just say that the biggest thing with TikTok is watch time. You want people to watch the entire thing. So, you know, starting off your video with a hook is the biggest thing. It's like getting people's attention. You got like 1 second to get people's attention, like literally, if that. We'll just say 1 to 2 seconds. So like start it off with some a loud noise or like a funny face or something, a question or whatever to hook them. And then just add some value, whether it's like, you know, comedic or informative or whatever, inspiration, something like that. So I guess that's what I would say. But yeah, going back to it, I would just try to include things about your life that you like to talk about and you want people to kind of know more about. Don't just pigeonhole yourself, you know, because like I said, if Call of Duty goes away or if nobody cares about it, like a lot of these Warzone class setup guys, I mean, what are they going to fucking like all their credibility goes away if they're talking about like Halo guns, you know, like,
yeah, I came here for this, and you know, so it just goes back.
Yeah. It just makes it way tougher to get out of that hole. As far as like creating content, I would just, just always include things of your life. If you're really trying to create a real brand and, you know, little aspects that are relatable, cause then you'll have connections and people really get to know you and not just what you're, you know, not just about your Warzone class setup. So
nice.
Yeah, that's always super important.
Yeah,
go. Like let's say you want to start a TikTok now about like make a TikTok now and say that you are in the podcast with us, for example, just to give you an idea, right? How would you go about to grasp them for that 1 second for them to listen to that message that you're going to be like, hey, I'm on a podcast and we talked about gaming and my life, you know, go and listen to it. How would you like grasp people's 1 second attention? Like I'm a marketing dude and even I sometimes have problems like, how am I going to grasp a person for 1 second? You know, do you do something totally unrelated that just keeps their attention so they would listen for at least 10 seconds more, or what do you do?
Yeah. Well, there's kind of two ways to go about it. I guess if you were to post like a podcast clip, I guess like the beginning of the clip, it would be like some funny word or some funny saying or, you know, something, just something kind of funny. I guess it's the biggest thing, I guess, their attention. But if I were to post a TikTok today, it said like, yo, I was just on this podcast, whatever. The first thing I would probably start it off with a question and be like, hey, like, do you use the rose skin? And then like talk about how I just, you know, dissed it for like 20 minutes on this podcast, and then people would be like, oh, I want to know what he said, and then they would go to the podcast. You know, that's off the top of my head, that's probably what I would do.
Get to work, Blaze. About time you did some jobs. So go ahead, shout out all your social media stuffs, and you guys keep in mind that everything will be down below in the description. Show Big Rob all the love you can, so he's definitely what you're looking for when it comes to a content creator.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate that. Yeah, every single social media platform, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, every single thing I'm doing is Big Rob Energy. There's no different spellings or anything. And it's really that easy. So my name actually started as an Xbox Live name. I just thought it was funny. And then I just turned it into a whole thing. So yeah.
And that's also, make sure you guys go to gfuel.com and use code BIGROB and save yourself a little bit of money when you're
Baby.
On. Got to support the Big Rob movement. So
yeah, I'm glad you said that. I don't want people to think I'm a sellout or something.
That's what great. We do. That's what I'm here for. I'm like an unofficial.
Junket is really good at selling out. That's why.
look who's talking. The man with that wears a ponytail in the top of his head. So a man bun or whatever it is. So, but you guys, whatever podcast platform you listen to this on, make sure you guys are giving us a big 5-star rating. Tell your friends about it. Have them listen to it. This is going to be an awesome episode. For me and Joaquin Blaze, I want to say thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your day and being on the podcast, man.
Yeah.
And
dude, my pleasure. I absolutely love this kind of stuff. I've actually, in the past month or something, I've gotten on like, I think I've done like 5 podcasts. I just love talking about this kind of stuff. And on a daily basis, I don't really talk to people that much. Like I'm like, you're usually at my house and shit. So if I have an opportunity to have like a conversation with people, like, it's just fun, dude. I can do this forever. So if you guys ever want me back or whatever, I'm down.
Look, I might be looking for a new co-host down the road. You can unofficial.
Every time you want to replace me.
Every time
you want to
replace him.
Every time you're trying
you
to
replace
me.
You are more than welcome to come back and just
every episode ends with that. Yeah,
exactly. That's what it should be. So, that's funny. But, cool, I couldn't do it without Blaze, but you are more than welcome. We will. Awesome. We've got it recorded, so you've committed already. We're going to hold you that. So, yeah. But once again, thank you for your time. It's greatly appreciated, and we loved hearing your story.
Yeah,
for sure.
And we should get some war zones in, me, you, and Junkhead, man.
Like, dude, I'm down. Sure. Let's do it.
You'll have TikToks for days. Just
there you go.
Just
an amazing
certainly, when you hear me and Junkhead complaining to each other all the time.
You'll hear him complaining about everything. So, but that's enough about Blaze. Enough about the debug to it. So, but you guys, thank you guys very much. I hope you guys enjoyed this information. This information while I came and talked. this podcast episode.
He's getting old. He's getting old.
So once again, all Big Rob stuff will be down below. I can't even talk. I'm just flustered.
He's starting
right
to
now.
Lag. You see,
I'm getting flustered now.
I'm the frag and he's the lagging in the episode. Let's
the
go.
Other way around. Don't get it twisted. So, but you guys. Have a good one. Pick your friends up when they're down and get out there a game, and you better keep fragging, because if not,
you'll probably be lagging.
Mom! 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 Get the camera! I gotta kill! Mom, I gotta kill! Oh yeah, baby! Oh, mommy, I gotta kill! Finally, after 250 games sitting in a corner undying to the gas!